ADHD. You listen to the Shapeless Mask podcast at podcast.shapelessmask.com.
Be ready, boys.
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Bus.
You know who I am, but we'll introduce the cast of characters as we go. I'm EBA, and this is...
Sir Mildred Pierce.
He's the navigator slash...
Navigator.
...co-pilot.
Yes.
Usually Jesus.
God.
God. Jesus is my co-pilot, but today it's...
But today it's God.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to... ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Unless you're in a car.
Yeah, if you're in a car listening to this, don't email us.
Unless you have an iPhone. And then in that case, lucky you.
Right.
You have an iPhone?
You know, my cousin has this really long, it's long for him anyway. There's this expose on why the iPhone, is not as groundbreaking as people think. He's had this little handheld, like, PDA phone thing for 4 years.
Well, I've always, you know, the iPod itself, there's nothing really that groundbreaking about it.
He mentions that, too. Yeah.
But I would argue that Apple's strength has always been in their ability to really design a really good user interface.
He mentioned that, too. You should use you read the article here.
Well, I mean, does he concede that, though?
Okay. He's not bashing it.
Yeah.
He's just saying everyone's acting like, because his problem is people have been walking up to him going, you got an iPhone. He's like, no.
Oh, he got an iPhone?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the point. He doesn't have an iPhone. He's got this thing he's had for 4 years.
Right.
Anyway, so.
I would love to test drive both of them next to each other, and I have a feeling that iPhone will win.
This actually has a keyboard.
Yeah.
So,
is it the one with a little flip-up one?
Nope. It's got a miniature keyboard at the bottom. It looks like it requires fingers the size of knitting needles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How he operates with it, but he does, and he's a whiz with that thing, too.
Yeah.
It's got a little tiny antenna it's very stubby. Remember when cell phones, like, right before they stopped really having antennas?
Mm-hmm.
It's got one of those styles. It's really short, really fat, squat, and stubby. This is not very interesting.
Well, I'm definitely interested in nine. It's pretty sweet. So... I mean, any product where they can make just a beautiful commercial that simply is just them showing off the product for real, that's got to be a good product, you know? Because, I mean, you all those iPhone commercials, what they do is they just sit there and show you what the thing does. There's nothing flashy about the commercial at all.
No, I have not seen any of the commercials.
Ah, that's right, you don't have any kind of... That's cool, man. You're totally sort of jumping into the 21st century like you should be.
The yellow dog, I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves. pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the backseat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl, air freshener, snacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish under practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice, doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder. Cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
We are closer to Sparta than we are.
No, we're not.
The sign says Sparta 2 miles, Crockerville.
No, it was the other way around.
Can't read it.
Seriously.
What do we do this
year?
Which one's closer, Crockerville or Sparta?
Crockerville.
2 miles away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you read the sign back.
You read the sign back. What's the name of the county we're in?
Talavera. But the native's Talavera.
Talavera. That's,
you
ain't from around here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris. How did you say native?
It's all over Canada, yeah. It's the smallest, or not smallest, but least populated county in Georgia. 3,000 people. Hello.
Where do you know this stuff?
Why don't you know it?
Because I didn't study for
this. So what do you do in Tulliver County?
This?
This, here.
There ain't nothing in Tulliver County.
Sounds a lot like North of us.
The kids leaves from here because there's nothing to do here.
Oh, I don't have to take that.
No, the best thing I've heard today is my sister got through a heart surgery on
that. Oh.
That's good.
Yes.
What's your name?
Mine or my sister.
We're recording for a whole internet podcast when we do
My name is Patsy, and my sister's name is Linda.
Well, Patsy, I hope Linda gets through her surgery fine.
That's good.
She lives in Tulliver County?
She used to.
She got out, huh?
Uh-huh. Now she's in Putnam County. Ain't much difference.
Thank you for being an interesting person.
Y'all have a great night.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So, this week's sponsor is Uncle Al's Lemon Planks and Banana Planks.
You know, I'm an owl, but this isn't mine. I'm an owl and an uncle. My middle name is Alan, so I'm an owl.
Yeah, and you're an uncle.
And I'm an uncle. So I'm Uncle Al, but I'm not this Uncle Al. This is a different Uncle Al.
Yeah, we got these in here in Tolliver County.
Banana planks sound disgusting to me. These look like glorified animal crackers.
Well, they're some kind of crackers.
These are glorified animal crackers.
They're lemony. And banana-y, hopefully.
Actually, it tastes like a banana lemon sandwich cookie. What that tastes like.
Sure.
I feel like it's almost time for nap time with these things, and then we're going to go later on to recess. Oh.
Good stuff.
The banana one tastes every bit as good as I imagined it would.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I like it too. So we'll have to pick some of these up on the way home. Maybe a whole carton. So we'll see you back in Tolliver County.
This big argument with people about how, you know, I voted independent and how it was so crucial to vote against George W. Bush to get him out of office. And they were like, if you're against the war and you are, blah, 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 you really should have voted for Gore. Because Gore, you know, he's a Democrat. The Democrats are out to stop the war. Now the Democrats who ran, and everyone's bringing this up, especially it's odd because the My Car Stereo has been out for the past couple of days, right? So all I've been able to do, since IFM Day didn't work either, is listen to AM radio. Now, all I've been listening to is talk radio, and on AM 580, the radio station here in town, they play Rush Limbaugh, and everyone knows who that is. Austin Rhodes, who is a Rush Limbaugh wannabe, but he's weird. He's the local one, coming to know, very conservative, and Savage, who, God, how that guy has not been assassinated. Not that I'm promoting that, I'm just saying, is beyond me. I mean, he just, like, whoa.
Yeah,
there's something wrong with that man. Seriously, he's got some, he makes Ann Coulter seem moderate. Anyway, they were all hammering home about, yeah, the Democrats said they were going to begin the war, they haven't ended the war, blah, 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 blah. And I'm feeling kind of, I told you so a little bit, you know? Because I've been putting forth the idea that for the longest time, that if there was a Democrat in office, we wouldn't win the war. I don't think a Democrat is, even if Al Gore got elected, we'd win the war. And I don't think if Bush gets voted out of office and the war's not over by then, which it probably won't be, then we'll end the war, regardless of who gets in office. I still believe that. And I think, if anything, this is my point, I was really hoping you would weigh in on it, is I think, if anything, this is the big election where we have to go for an independent. We have to go for a Green Party or Libertarian or something. Because if you vote for one of those two assholes, whoever it is going to be, regardless of if it's Hillary or Obama or Jeb or whoever the fuck the Republicans are going to put out there, we're going to be in the same situation we were before. The war will continue on. What do you think?
I would have... If I had known more about Al Gore than I do now, I probably would have voted for him.
You got to remember, a vote for Al is a vote for Tipper. And Tipper, although she's the first lady, is not somebody you want in the White House. I didn't think she was good in the White House when Cook was in office. If you ever want everything you need to know about Tipper, listen to Jello Biafra's bit about the Democratic National Convention when Gore was running for office, well, running for president, on the last presidential election. He had this long, it's like 25 minutes, and it's very in-depth, but very funny, talking about not only the deception that went around building up the persona of who Al and Tipper are now. Keep in mind, he's an extremely far left-wing liberal.
Yeah, yeah.
And how that Tipper, in office, having Gore as her husband would be a bad thing for us. Just based on what she did when Gore was, I think, governor or senator, what was it? I don't remember what he was. Not vice president, no, before that, when he was
senator.
Was he senator? Okay.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I'm sorry. I knew it was... I can't remember his exact conversation. She talks about the shit that she was able to pull off just being with him in that office.
Yeah.
Because you gotta remember, it was her... He has this whole breakdown about her and Lieberman, which I had never heard this shit about Lieberman. Apparently, Lieberman's one of the big anti-free speech people, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Siegel or Stucker. So the three of them were basically a coalition trying to monitor speech. And really, and she is way, way in debt. Way in
debt. Oh, I know. I don't know how much, she would be able to pull off, especially in this day and age. I'm honestly not that worried about anybody that's trying to, pass, like, cover, angles on the record or whatever. It's a total good point to me. I don't buy into that medium anymore, so why do I give a shit with somebody?
You should. You should. Because you should listen to the bit. Because one of the things he talks about was when he was senator, the bill that they tried to push through. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. It basically had provisions that it was going to, unlike the MPAA's regulations, which are voluntary and run by the actual motion picture industry itself, this would be outside of the RIAA, which is pretty much the MPAA's equivalent. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
This is operating outside of its government, right? And it had some rules. The first thing, I'm not making these stipulations off, and when you hear them, they're not possible. They're really not plausible.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm not worried.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that people don't try to...
And if she tries, she'll fail. So I don't really, honestly, it's one little thing in Al Gore's repertoire, and there's always going to be something you can find out about somebody that you can decide to hate them, I just think that Al Gore is one of the few politicians that really have the priorities in order.
I don't know. Al Gore is one of the few politicians that, despite how much I disagree with him on so many different things, I do respect.
Yeah. I don't think he buys into the idea that terrorism is the most important thing in the world, and that's what I really like about it.
Okay. Well, just real quick,
and I can accept some of the faults that he has for that.
Yeah.
I mean, given a choice.
Yeah.
And you're not usually given a very good choice. But he's not going to be one of the choices, unfortunately, so that's kind of a good point there, too. I won't vote for Hillary. I got decided on Obama.
I would vote Obama just to piss people off.
I would certainly vote for Ron Paul.
And I was genuinely interested in Kucinich. Of all the candidates, he was the most libertarian running.
What about you?
When you read his platform, it was like he was a closet libertarian.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I'm familiar with this. Ron Paul's definitely in the same kind of direction as that, too.
Oh, by the way, Kucinich, according to Savage, is a moron. Those are the exact words he used.
He's got a rich outfit.
I've never seen a photo of this image. I couldn't pick it up.
One of those people when you actually like see speaking and stuff, you're like, oh my god, there's no way I look like that. It's really creepy.
Does he look like a college professor type?
No, he's more like a lecturer kind of guy. He's even cooler.
It's kind of
weird. I like Rob Paul better. He doesn't have that lecturer quality.
Okay.
You've heard of Ron Paul before. He's a Texas.
Am I?
Yeah, he's
that's news to me.
He's very famous within the libertarian community because he is pretty much a libertarian.
So, he's awesome libertarian?
No, he's not very popular.
Is he a Democrat?
He was just on Colbert Report. And Colbert was asking him, which government agency would you like to abolish? And he's pretty much, he goes through a list of them and he's like, yeah, I want to abolish that one, I want to abolish that one, I want to abolish that one. So.
Was Colbert making fun of him?
No, not disrespectfully, but I mean, he makes fun of everybody.
Okay.
Colbert definitely, you can tell he definitely likes Ron Paul.
Oh, okay.
And Colbert is definitely a liberal. He pretends to be conservative, but you can definitely tell that he kind of.
I would like to see Colbert and O'Reilly in the same
room. That would be interesting, yes.
Well, like maybe if they're a can opener or something. Because I'm sure a death match would shoot. Anyway, so just real quick to touch on the stipulation because I mentioned it. It's just, to me, it was interesting.
Yeah.
The stipulations they wanted were, first off, all records had to be sticker based on content. And it was a content system similar to our PG-13 rating system, including kind of like the video game system works, that break down what the album contained. All records had to be recalled and stickered. Any records that were not stickered were outlawed. Get this. This is why you say, well, it won't have an effect on the music I listen to. Independent record labels that could not afford to buy into the stickering system, and they actually had to register to pay. It was large quantities of money to pay for what exactly?
Yeah.
Had would be shut down by law. Period. And I'm wondering how they would handle people like me.
Well, they would be able to. That's all important. It would so further push the issue, actually. I think it would probably. It would so damage the media that it would wake up the whole public to the realities of this new media. I mean, it really could be a blessing in disguise. If they had done that back when they were proposing, maybe back in the 80s.
Well, you gotta realize, Jell-O owns a independent record label called Something Center. Yeah, that's just, it's an interesting thing, and I didn't like Tipper before that, because I remember her with the whole nasty as they want to be, which, honestly, Julia Crew actually makes, from a production standpoint, which is just DJ Mr. Mix, who, if you talk to Richie Rich, who will tell you, has a great deal of esteem for him. He's an incredibly adept producer and DJ, very good scratcher, and just really good producer, makes really good music. The MCs actually suck shit. They really are not very good. I mean, I've heard lyrics about Two Live Crew, not just because they're crude, but also just the deliveries are so subpar. It's almost their whole way of getting over is the fact that they're being dirty, okay? Nasty as they want to be, from a production standpoint, was great, but from a lyrical standpoint, was not that good. The lyrical content was what got them in trouble. That album has sold millions of copies because of the controversy. If they had left that album alone, nobody would even have heard of it. Because Two Live Crew was not famous. They weren't even the only nasty, they weren't even the only nasty Miami group, much less the only nasty rap group.
Right.
Miami Bass is a very obscure, at least at the time anyway, a very obscure sub-genre of hip-hop as a whole. So, you know, and you have Tipper and what's her name? C. Dolores Tucker to really thank for the success of 2 Hour 3. And Tipper, that was the forefront. We're talking about back in the late 80s, early 90s when that drama popped off. And I think of that whenever I think of Tipper.
I can see why you have reservations. I don't think it would be that big. I mean, it's just like she pulled all that off before he became vice president. While he was vice president, it never became anything really. Nothing would ever pass.
It's forever cemented in my subconscious, and it's one of those things, you know. If what you're saying is true, it's really unfair of me to judge them based upon that. But I can't help it. I mean, I'm as a musical artist myself, and as an artist in general, and someone who, you know, appreciates skill and the craft of putting together words in an artistic way or to convey a message and so forth, just in any type of medium, regardless whether it's music or art or whatever, I find her important. It's a word I don't use very often. And, you know.
So are you going to vote for it?
I am really not sure who the Libertarians are writing this year, not next year, but I'm really curious. I still haven't seen who the Republicans are going to put up. And if Kucinich were to get the nomination, I would probably be, for the first time ever, voting for them. Yeah, he's too,
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see Al Gore running it.
You think?
I think he's fighting his time.
Who do you think the Republicans are going to nominate? I haven't heard word one.
Well, they've got their,
Hey, but who?
McCain and Giuliani.
Oh, God, that's right, Giuliani. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. If there's anybody who does not need to be given power, it's fucking Giuliani. And how that asshole has managed to mind fuck American Republicans into thinking that he is A, conservative, and B, a family values guy is beyond me. This is a guy who not only cheated on his first wife with a mistress, he cheated on his mistress with another mistress. And let's not forget Amadou Diallo. That's what I will never let go.
Wow.
He did that in New York City and let the police officers off? What do you think will happen if he gets into a situation like fucking Waco?
Well, I'm more pissed off about, I don't know if you heard about this, but at the end of his term as mayor, typically when your term's up, all the records that you have are entered into a public archive.
Yeah.
And he decided to take all the records and put it in his own personal archive and lock them up so nobody can see it.
Why?
So nobody can see it.
Yeah, I mean, if anything says, I've done shit I don't want people to know about, it's
not made a whole lot of news. If there was a really long article about it in the Village Voice, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of Republicans like reading the Village Voice. Yeah. And if there ever was a name that screams out, I'm a fascist nut. Just the name, Giuliani, I have nothing against Italians, but you might as well just change it to fascist nut, because that's what the name sounds like before you even know the man's politics. You could be a far-centrist, you know, egalitarian or libertarian, you know, anti-government person and still sound like a fascist about the name of Giuliani. Sorry, if you're out there and your name, last name is Giuliani, nothing personal.
Sorry, all you Italians.
Not all Italian names do that, but Giuliani. Maybe it's because he is such a fascist.
Right, yeah,
he's ruined the name.
Yeah.
So.
Rudolph sounds so much like Adolf. You know,
it's the whole thing. It's the whole package. Rudolph, Giuliani. See, I am. I mean, come on.
And I don't really appreciate the whole. And it's been ever seems kind of monitor that he's like this hero of 9/11. When, I mean, the only thing he really did was maybe help him burn down Tower 7. Which is hardly a hero's kind of action.
Well, now he did act quickly and close off a bunch of streets.
I thought the police did that.
Well, I mean, under his, you know, decision, and you know, he, you know, did things like dispatch firemen and Medicare, medical professionals, and you know, orchestrate a cleanup, and he did shake the president's hand, and you know, when he wasn't fucking his medical mistress, he did, you know, make a few speeches. But I'm sure those are things that only he could have done if he was in that office. I also believe pigs can fly, and
anyway.
Never has a man so screamed, "I'm a total asshole." I don't see this thing as an asshole as his fucking Giuliani is.
I vote for him, too.
Over Giuliani?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yeah.
So, vote Goatsy.
As a nation where critical times are hard to accept, we will answer your questions in the order received. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
How I'm coming in the land of opportunity. A few love to see me get it. The rest spend their energy trying to ruin me. I move like it's two of me. You run up on it, it said it's like I got eyes in the back of my head. If there was any doubt before, I can never return. Watch and learn. This the type of heat that make beats squirm. Next term, the cream of the crop. Even if screwed and chopped, it's like an orphan rich families adopt when they left CL with Nathan. Only wishing me a lifetime of rabbit ears and pure frustration. From that to standing ovation, just to let them see my brand new LP sweep the nation. You're dealing with a much wiser mind within the strength to find that force rougher hands to fall in line and lock down to your town, strung out and still not free for the world to see American me.
In the jam, they wanna chase me like Uncle Sam. Have me leave, my life is crazy. Come back home, give me 52 states to roam and complain when it's time to pay me. I'm on top of my game when it comes to the country. People thinking, oh, it's just gravy. I'm as hard as they come, straight out the slum. Nothing comes for free, it's American me.
Like I'm giving you your last rites. When you see my face, all you're looking at is stars and stripes with 3/4 of the drug law. So now you know why we build with bricks, they build with straw against the mark of the beast. Cause sometimes men must fight wars to truly have peace. Here to conquer valleys of foreign soil, till you show me all your hidden weapons and fields of oil. I send in the troops, heavy press want the inside scoop. I'm like mum's the word up in this coop. Oversee that guard, when they move that quick, admire my swag and use it as a measuring stick. I paid my dues, why we can't lose. Plus I refuse to let them stagnate the growth of my blues. The pattern of me is sign no statements, cop no plea, and what can only be American me.
In the jam, they wanna chase me like Uncle Sam. Have me leave, my life is crazy. Come back home, give me 52 states to roam and complain when it's time to pay me. I'm on top of my game when it comes to the country. People thinking, oh, it's just gravy. I'm as hard as they come, straight out the slum. Nothing comes for free, it's American made.
It's why they all jockey for position. Just the crabs in the barrel, watch me from the outside fishing. This is stop, look, and listen. Besides the shine and glisten, you learn and earn, but nothing is a given. Meet soldiers in victory, lames in defeat, bunk with heads in the joint who can't live on the street. When I die for the principle, stand for the cold, where I never gotta come back. I just reload like the bars in the Bing, the puppet on the string. Names ring, but can only be one king. I'm talking about a whole new leader. leadership. My voice on them beats and how they gotta come about them seats. I bang hard and unscripted, strong, black and gifted. Missed it is how the top spot got shifted. CL's the key to the way things have to be. Living the dream, American me.
In a jam, they wanna chase me like Uncle Sam. Have me leave, my life is crazy. Come back home, give me 52 states to roam. And complain when it's time to pay me. I'm on top of my game when it comes to the country. People thinking, oh, it's just gravy. I'm as hard as they come, straight out the slum. Nothing comes for free, it's American me.
So, where are we?
We're at Walmart in Atlanta.
Not quite in Atlanta, but...
We're not in Atlanta proper. We're in the outskirts.
It's in the suburb.
The suburbs? Are we in the burbs?
Pretty much.
And I'm going to break in my mean streak.
We haven't made it to the Beltway yet, so I don't think we're technically... You know, that's some kind of boundary, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure what...
We're going to break in my mean streak.
Sure. I hear what's happening.
Me too.
Cool. Maybe about 2 dots
in the list. You think? Most of them do. I'm going to be honest with you. All Walmart's going to get blue walls.
Yeah. This is one of the newer ones, but it's one of the green ones. You don't see these dots.
Maybe
the one in Hugh Irvin, the ones that...
In Alaska?
Yeah. And it's in a hole in the ground, so you can't see it from the street.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. We're finally in Atlanta.
We're in Atlanta proper.
Where are we at?
Fortuna County. We're in the northeast quadrant of Atlanta.
You missed it. We went to Sparta!
Sparta.
The sign said Sparta.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
No. I have not gotten around to seeing it yet. Gladiator times 300?
Yeah. Gladiator 300.
The
sequel to the sequel.
It's like a bad Roger Corman movie.
Roger Corman movie.
Yeah.
And Redundant Master. Yeah, you guys know John. You've been on the show before.
Right. Brad Keller. It's me.
Hi.
So let's get our luggage.
Yeah, let's get your luggage. All right.
So what are we going to be doing tonight?
I'm going to be sleeping in about an hour because I've got to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
We're going to get up.
Why don't you call in?
I wish I could. I told everybody at work, you know, you guys are coming in, so if I call in, it's like,
dumbass.
Movie reviews for movies we've seen.
It's a big dumb movie, but it's a fun big dumb.
I thought it reaffirmed that those kind of movies should be made.
Yeah, I told him, I'm sure you'll agree with me, Bernie Mac was a surprise.
Yeah, he was a surprise.
That just came out of nowhere. You're like, wow, Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
What's Bernie Mac doing here? And he was good. John Turturro can get another role that only John Turturro could have possibly played. Yeah.
And not like any of the other.
I thought it was Sasha. That's why I said. That's why I said and get another.
Yeah.
I thought that was Sasha Cohen at first watching.
Really?
Yeah, but I wasn't. Well, you know, Sasha Cohen, you can't always tell. It's him.
I can easily tell it's him. I mean, like Talladega Nights. The moment he walks on the screen, it's like, oh, it's Paul.
Yeah.
But without the mustache.
But you know, that guy is going to be in the new Indian.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Here's my.
I've never actually seen him in a film, but I've heard.
He was in Holes.
Holes. I never saw Holes.
I saw it either.
It's actually really good for like a Disney movie.
Well,
really
married? Good.
It's got Sigourney Weaver in it and John Boyd. It's not a lightweight. No.
Disturbia, which got fair to middling reviews that I was kind of interested in seeing, but just never got around to it.
So what do you think of New Bumblebee?
I was not, like, bent out of shape like most people were, or some people were, when they first announced he wasn't going to actually be a Volkswagen.
That is not what bugged me. What bugged me was, have you seen the toys yet? I'm sure you have. You got any of them?
No.
Okay.
I'm still trying to collect some of the old toys.
Now, they do have a bunch of them that change into robots, but they also have the ones that are more true to the movie, that
look like the characters in the movies, and they're just figures. They don't change into anything, which affirms what I thought when I saw the movie, which is that they made Transformers that don't transform into anything, which technically would mean they weren't Transformers.
They've had Transformers that don't transform into anything for years, though.
I know, but that's a whole mini figurine.
No, they have actual like, you know, 12-inch dolls of, like, Optimus Prime Megatron that don't transform. They're like action figures of, you know, them in their robot.
Well, I mean, if you wanted like a Bumblebee that looked just like the movie, you know, you have to settle for that. That's not like a really that bad of a thing.
It's not like they couldn't have done it, and that's part of my problem. That's part of the problem I have with the
reason they started doing those in the first place was because collectors had, you know, the regular ones that came out, but they wanted one that, you know, they could pose out, because, you know, the regular Transformers that actually transform into cars, they don't pose very well. They're just kind of blocky robots that have car parts.
But obviously there's a demand for it.
So what they started doing was making the Transformers toys
and a resident expert
are all, like, you know, articulated and stuff, but they can't actually transform.
It's like Fox when they go to the animals, you know?
Yeah, I'm the resident Transformer geek. But I know people who got very bent out of shape that they changed, like, they, like, silly stuff. Like, they get bent out of shape that Optimus Prime had a flame job.
Let me ask you this.
This is awesome.
Was the Grimlock supposed to be Soundwave? They never said.
No, Soundwave is going to be in the sequel.
They are making a sequel.
I actually had to sit down and look it up.
Do you have any complaints about the movie?
The one thing that really threw me, but surprised me, because I wasn't expecting it. I had heard that they kind of tried to hip Optimus Prime up a little bit. Like, make it sound.
I think they did more with the other ones. I thought a lot of the comic relief was actually well done.
I was surprised by how much of the movie was driven by humor.
See the Rudy Giuliani Donald Trump thing?
What was that about?
I had the volume down, so I couldn't really hear what they're saying, but it's like Rudy Giuliani, like at a fucking department store dressed up as like an old lady, and he's talking to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump, like,
is this like something on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not really up.
It's weird.
It's probably some stunt for like Apprentice season 18 or something.
Well,
it was like for a private function.
At least every year we get a little bit closer to an English, you know, style of government, which is far more interesting. You know, we have sex scandals where it's like he cheated on his wife. They have sex scandals like he went to the Motel 6 with 15 Boy Scouts
and a donkey.
Yeah, a donkey. You know. We can't hold a candle to the Blitz, wacky Brits.
Oh yeah, it's like Congress, but with a 2-degree minimum.
I mean, isn't Tony Blair like an unmarried man with a living girlfriend, if I'm not mistaken?
I forget what he's just kind of bizarre all the way around.
Yeah.
He's British. I mean,
and the weird thing about Tony Blair is he actually looks British. Some people don't, but there's certain people that
Prince Charles?
When you see him,
Charles looks British.
When you see him, like, you don't have to, before you even hear the accent, you go, that guy's British.
I bet the British teacher is really hates his wife. Really hate his life.
We were in Walmart, and he asked me, I said, I want to go to McDonald's, and he said, would you rather go to Mac's. So, I'll let you explain from here.
That's the obvious thought.
Yeah. I've heard that before. A friend of mine in New York was born in Australia, spent 5 or 6 years, first 5 or 6 years of his life there, and then moved back to his parents from.
Do you have the accent?
Yeah, slight accent, but that went away, you know, after a couple of years.
The guy who keeps staying at the smaller table, he was German, from Germany, but he'd been in the South so long.
Oh,
was it British? But even in the South Song, he developed this bizarre pseudo-British, pseudo-Southern accent. And I mean, like, a deep sound.
That's
I was like, okay, my got your high book. Yeah, and I was like, where did you come from? Are you from outer space?
That's what I ever heard when my family first moved down here.
You can't even do it.
The lady we bought our house from was, I think she was Korean. I want to say she was Korean, but I'm not 100% sure. But in any case, she had a really thick Korean accent that was also, like, Southern. And it was really embarrassing because my dad, like, went inside the real estate office, had kids waiting in the bank, who were going to go out and, like, you know, tour homes and stuff.
Okay.
Come running back out, and, like, in front of the lady as she's walking out, you know, in front of the real estate office, getting her car to drive us around. So, you know, hey, kids, come listen to this. Korean lady's got a southern accent. Tacky as can be.
Well, there they were.
That's my dad.
It was a restaurant. They served food.
Yeah.
It had people who worked there, and I like the town wall.
Go Dogs.
Yeah, go Dogs.
This is the, the sounds of the Croc Street Tunnel. This, Wayne and Terry, 9:30:01. Got some Georgia Southern being represented. Morph, transmit. Youth Gone Wild. Goober, I don't know what that is. We got some more transmit.
We didn't get to go to the aquarium. But
which is a big surprise. So
isn't a big surprise?
No, I didn't think we were gonna make it.
We spent the whole day looking at graffiti, and that was an excellent holiday for me. It was a little graffiti tourism.
Yeah, we hit up a bunch of different spots, saw a lot of totem. More totem. I've never seen totem in real life before. And
the first place we went to was the place across the street from the aquarium that was kind of really all covered in totem.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy when it comes to letters. He's a real master. Hated by a lot of people, but anyway. It's pretty impressive stuff to see in person. I got tons and tons of photos. You went to this tunnel, the Cold Avenue and the Croc Street Tunnel. Croc. You were thinking of frog, weren't you? Like Frenchman. You're not a cis bastard. So yeah, it's been an interesting trip thus far. We're going to play some Thousand Light White Cards, and we'll probably touch base when we get to Don's place to do that. And sadly, we couldn't find the restaurant that sells alligator balls.
Yeah, bummer.
We're driving back with Mr. Pierce's brother. Mm-hmm. Have we had Mike on the podcast yet?
I don't think so.
We like Chris did, but not Mike. We talked about Mike. Because Mike, as you know, is, of course, the infamous Pepsi shirt on Coke Day kid. Who, you know, some people have heard of, some people haven't. And, also just a pretty interesting guy anyway. Excellent photographer, and really cool guy.
Very knowledgeable about Atlanta.
Yes. Kind of like you are about Augusta.
It's definitely come in handy, and he's very knowledgeable about the graffiti stuff here in Atlanta.
Yeah, for someone who is kind of sort of an outsider who doesn't like have anything to do with the actual culture or himself personally taking part in it, he's extremely up on what he's talking about. And, we head back to Augusta tomorrow, so what we'll probably end up doing is we're going to record a little bit of the game, and then maybe we'll do some recording after the game's over, just hanging out. We'll see what happens.
So,
anyway, check with you guys later.
There's some Outcast.
Yeah, we'll play some Outcast. Yeehaw! Let's play one of my favorite songs off of the first album. This is Get Up, Get Out. It's also the song that introduced the world to the Goody Ball.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't be found. Always ask to give me some, living life like a punk. Times is rough, my auntie got enough problems of her own. Nigga, you supposed to be cone. I agree, I try to be the man I'm supposed to be. But negative fatigue is all you seem to ever see. I admit, I've done some dumb shit, and I'm probably gonna do some more. You shouldn't hold that against me though. Why not? My music's all that I got, but some time must be invested for this to be manifested. I know you know, but I'm gonna say this to you. I get high, but I don't get too high. So what's the limit supposed to be? That must be why you can't get your ass up out the bed before 3. You need to get up, get out, cut that bullshit out. Ain't you sick and tired of having to do it out? Damn, what up with all these questions? You act as though you know something I don't. Do you have any suggestions? Cause every job I get is cruel and demeaning. Sick of taking trash out and toilet bowl cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling. I never ever thought I'd have to resort to drug smuggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, no one just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't brought me this far so he can drop me off here. Did I make myself clear?
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Well, get up, get out, and get something. up, stand up. So what said you did, kid? See, when I was a youngster, used to wear them fucking pro kids. My mama made me do it, but the devil, he made me smart. Taught me to jack them weak ass niggas for they fucking starters. In the middle school, I was a bigger fool. I wore a tank top to show off my tattoo, thought it was cool. I used to hang out with my daddy's brothers. I call them my uncles. They taught me how to smoke herb. I followed them when they ran numbers. So in a sense, I was Rosemary's baby. And then I learned the difference between a bitch and a lady. Yeah, I treat them all like hoes. See, I pimped them. Bitch never had my money, so I never whipped them. Wham! See, all the players came and all the players went. A player ain't a gangster, but a player can handle with shit, bitch. You need to get up, get out, get something, smoke out, cause it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, I said it. A nigga spoke in Platts and the Braves. Said I hang with Rico Way, cause the dungeon is where the funk's at. Why? I'm true to organize, cause they raised me. I'm also down with the face, cause L.A. Reid, yeah, he pays me. And it's cool, yeah, it's real cool. Get paid, Bad Fox, and all that other fat shit like that.
You should get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
A lot of people in my past tried to do me. Screw me, throw me over in the fire. Let me get chunky and charred like a piece of wood. The spirits got the mutant's mind. I'm getting paranoid and steady looking for the time. It's 8 in the morning and ain't nobody up yet. I got my lone judge, get my coat and throw my ball cap. I'm headed out the door to get off in my ride. I'm digging through the ashtray, hoping to have a good day. I have Jamaica's best. And when I light it up, I hear a voice in my head.
I got to get up, get out, and get
now
something.
I know it's on. My day has finally started. Back up in my crib, beat my shit, break out quick in my slick. 84 Sardanaville, steady bouncing out the point to Camerton Road, the valley of the South Side flow. Everybody know about that killer that we call Flow. So keep your eyes peeled for the Cobra unit, cause they know for jumping out of black Chevy trucks and through the ball. Here comes the Red Dogs. I'm busting out around the corner in my hole, dipping from the area. I'm scared, so one of these butchers might wind up dead. Cause I have no time for jail. Fuck clapping cops, fuck Elgin Bell and crooked ass Jackson. Got the whole country thinking that my city is the big lick for 96, 94, Big Gip, Goody Mo, Outcast, a vision from the past. Hootie, hootie, hoo. My white owls are burning kinda slow.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high, nigga. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Y'all telling me that I need to get out and vote, huh? Why? Ain't nobody black running but crack curves, so why I got to register? I'm thinking of better shit to do with my time. Never smelled the aroma of diploma, but I write the deep ass rhyme. So let me take y'all way back to when a nigga stayed in Southwest Atlanta, A. Y'all could not tell me nothing, thought I hit that bottom rock. At age 13, start working at that loading dock. They laying my mama off of work, General Motors tripping, but I come home back like Hank from licking and dipping. Doing dumb shit, not knowing what a nigga know now. Yeah, that petty shit will have you cased up and locked down. I dip over to East Point, still acting a fool. Wasting my time in the school, I'd rather be shooting pool. Cool is how I played the 10th grade. I thought it was all about macking hoes and wearing pimp face. Instead of being in class, I'd rather be up in some ass. Not thinking about them six courses that I need to pass. Graduation rolled around like roly-polies. Damn, that's fucked up. I should've listened when my mama told me that. If you play now, you're gonna suffer later. Figured she was talking yang-yang, so I paid her no attention and kept missing the point she tried to poke me with. The doper that I get, the more I'm feeling broke as shit. But that don't matter, though. I am an O-U-T cast, so get up off your ass.
You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You got to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I.
And as soon as, like, you know, on like the second knock, I threw the door open wide enough to jam this guy out, put him out the door, like, little Mexican kid goes running out the door like somebody lit his little ass on fire. It was beautiful. And they stopped coming.
You know, this is the line. The only way it would have been better is if you went, "Oh God, Chupacabra!"
Oh, but that's not the best thing that got sold to door to door in my old apartment. Paul answered the door once, and there was a guy showing pictures of Jesus.
Like, but photos?
It wasn't like a Velvet Elvis Jesus or something like that. It was, you know, an 11 by 8.5 piece of paper of a picture of Jesus that had been photocopied. He was trying to sell photocopied pictures of Jesus door to door.
Your own personal Jesus.
Apparently.
Hercules. Okay. What color is his hair?
Brown. I don't know. Because that's what it was in the movie.
Golden brown.
No, in the movie it was like brown and blonde, wasn't it?
No, not the Disney movie, but like the crappy,
just you tell me.
The crappy one from Mystery Science Theater 3000, Hercules versus the Moon Men.
No, in all the original Hercules movies on Mystery Science 3000, his hair is black and very, very short.
I thought it was brown. It's been a while since I've seen him.
Steve Reeves is very black hair.
Oh, okay. Well,
if Hercules is Greek, meaning he's Italian.
No.
Italian, but, you know,
Mediterranean and Swarthy.
That area, yeah. He's certainly not going to be blonde.
I got this
5-minute argument with this guy at work about this.
So, like, Greeks all have black hair?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
I don't know. I knew a Greek. Dark brown. Brown hair. I had a teacher.
The Moors in Spain, and that whole Greek area.
I know, but
sand.
Still a diverse area. I mean,
it's not that diverse.
I know, it's like only the center of the ancient world. Nobody went through there.
Fuck oh you! No, that's pretty much it. Not as interesting as,
yeah,
as you probably thought. Are you recording for a reason? Or did you not mean to record? You did not. You're recording.
Or you're talking to this device.
I was talking.
Are you recording, little device?
Why?
Are you doing it on your own?
Mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
this week's game.
Take the of anyone cards. Take, did you write that? Take the of anyone. Take two.
Take the
of anyone's cards.
Take the of anyone's cards. Yay, that was commanded barely.
And I put them in my thing.
You can do whatever you want with them, I guess. Just take them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some skanks here.
It's on them.
I can see your balls, John.
And I'm going to take this one back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, is it your turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Okay. Ooh, blank card here. I'm going to play cock and balls on you.
Cock and balls. Okay.
Wouldn't be the first time. Sorry. And probably won't be the last.
Oh, who to play this on? Who played the swearing sailor card on me?
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah, I know. You kind of failed at that.
Yeah, I can't resist.
Player can only speak in grunts, moans, and oops for two rounds or lose half a million points.
Oh my god!
What's the title of the card?
Zombie Terry Schiavo.
Oh, we're all going to hell.
Oompa Loompas use your toothbrush to clean their shoes. God only knows why. I like the little curvy, you know, tip of the shoe. I like looking at
it. Yeah, it's kind of like how their shoes were, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember really studying the Oompa Loompas' feet. Anthropomorphic pork chop shows up by surprise and ruins the bar mitzvah. Hi, I'm Chopperific. Yay!
You should have a little, like, trichinosis where I'm, like, sticking out.
A horrified rabbi in the background.
Ken Jennings is an evil space robot. For two turns, talk like an evil space robot on Jeopardy for 1 million points.
How many turns do you have to do that?
Jeff Buzzsaw and his snake man Jesus, say your prayers. Record now for plus 100 points.
Actually, it's what is. You didn't phrase that before.
Fuck you, Alex.
I feel bad for you, man. Have the hardcore motherfucker. You already fucked it up, dude.
Well, it didn't say I only have speak, does it?
Oh, I think it's kind of implied. Yeah, so he loses the Terry Schiavo card. Sorry.
I'm going to play this on everybody, balls. All cards with balls or testicles on it are worth, et cetera, et cetera.
Do I have any cards with testicles on?
Or balls.
I will cover my balls with hairy poo.
I bet you will.
Biology is disgusting. My spoon is too big.
My spoon is too big. Here, you'll appreciate Batman's codpiece.
I can cover my balls with Batman's codpiece. Now I can put the hairy poo back.
Well, we didn't introduce Mike. We're just gonna throw into this thing.
Hat full of jello.
What?
Lose 5,000 points.
You're not phrasing it in the form of a question.
Fuck you, Alex.
You're supposed to be on Jeopardy.
Your mother's a whore.
No. What is a whore, Alex? That would be your mother, or I don't know.
I'll take the rapist for 1,000.
No, Sean, that's therapists. It's your turn. Wait a minute, you just played.
No, I just gave him something. I don't remember.
That book of jello.
It's your turn, man.
My turn? Do you like basketball? Yes or no?
Yes, I love basketball. 10 points for me.
You don't have another ball.
I will put it under Batman's codpiece.
I think that's the point. Was
I'm sorry, did I run the...
Yes, oh. Way to go.
Fuck.
Water skiing Jesus! I believe that's two turns for me, so I'm,
yes.
I'm done with my evil space robot impression. What was that old internet meme about somebody is the king of space and then we push them down the stairs, or...
What? No, you're thinking of, I am the pusher robot.
Yeah, I push people downstairs.
I am the shover robot.
Yeah.
Who played the water skiing the Jesus on me? You didn't hear.
Yeah,
Jedi Jesus.
You're supposed to be the chosen one!
Paper bag!
Well, what do you wish you had in a paper bag for 1 million points? You know, honestly, in a paper bag, I wish I had money. Just a big paper bag full of money. Ones, tens, twenties, fifties, that's fine.
That would be nice.
Yep, just being honest.
Here, have some Mark Davis.
Oh.
Quem de dentro de si não sai, vai morrer sem amar. Vai bem, o dinheiro.
like, I'm gonna get a weather balloon, okay? If only because of the old, it's a weather balloon.
The old Roswell saw,
And now these weather balloons, you can get them for like $19.99 for a 3-foot weather balloon.
Get like a price guide?
Yes. And that holds a quarter of a pound, not much.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. So I'm going to get the 6-foot one, which holds 10 ounces, which still isn't a lot. But if it was like pot, you know, that'd be like 10 fat sacks of pot.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot to me.
Well, it'd be a lot more than like $10.95.
So I think I'm going to put like rig up a little, like flashbulb thing. I haven't looked up plans for somebody that made some up for a, like a little strobe for a, one of those little rocket ships you send up.
Yeah.
Little toy rocket ships. And that weighs like 3.5 ounces for the whole thing, with the battery and everything. So I figure I could string a few more of those along and set it up and get it in front of that tower can in Augusta. I'm going to set it off in North Augusta when the wind's kind of going over Augusta.
Yeah. Hopefully
you kind of get it in front of that camera so it'll be on camera. Set it off around dusk. So you can still see kind of the shape.
The shape.
Yeah.
Was he going to help you with that exactly? How?
I don't know. Well, you can be
technical consultant.
Well, because you're in a video, and I want to get a video of it from multiple angles, for one.
Well, I mean, I can shoot that for you. I don't have the equipment.
No, just use regular handheld camera, man.
Dave does.
I'm not talking about like a professional job. It needs to look like some guy just holding a handheld camera.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even have a handheld camera. That's what I'm saying.
Well.
But, like, if you find me somebody who doesn't handle
cameras, I have one. So I have
Dave does.
And I can't. Well, Dave's going to be the other camera, though.
Okay.
Because I need more than one.
Dave has more than one. It'll look like really big.
We'll have three.
It'll be moving with... I'm thinking about buying a handheld camcorder, too. They've gone down massively in price.
Four, five, six. That's great. I'm hoping there's going to be some people that just catch it.
And then you have the one guy in the back with, like, shooting on Dave. Actually, I can take a video with my digital camera.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that it doesn't have it has no trashy. Focusing abilities at all. Yeah.
That'd look great.
As long you would need it to be that trashy to make it like a really good. Because all the good UFO video footage is shaky, trashy, and you know.
Right.
You say good.
I mean, believable.
The stuff that looks really good, you know, in like Unsolved Mysteries or on whatever kind of, you know. Mysteries on the air. No. It was rerunning for years on Lifetime during the day. Like even a couple of years after Robert Stack died, it was still running. You know, it was a conspiracy how he died, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Child detailed.
Yeah, he apparently had a heart attack. And apparently his heart was in league against him. With the cholesterol? Yes, that's right. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, yeah. I thought you'd be interested Vincent Bugliosi has just come out with a new book about the Kennedy assassination.
Really?
Yes.
Which Kennedy assassination? JFK?
The big one.
Yeah.
It's like, supposedly it's like one of the most ridiculously big, like, just full of information books. And it comes with a DVD-ROM that contains, like, basically all the stuff that he's sourcing, because I think he sources, like, 25,000 different things within the book. It looks like 1,600 pages long. And he lays out every single conspiracy theory out there and debunks every single one.
So is he of the opinion that is he buys the magic bullet theory?
He supports the Warren Commission report. So.
Oh, come on.
Well, it'd be interesting.
He's a pretty... I sit down and read it. You know who he is? Yeah, he's the guy who did Helter Skelter. Oh, okay, good. I wouldn't even know that if I weren't reading the book right now. No, he's a big name. He puts out like one book a decade, but every one of those books
he's been working on. I mean, think about it.
Is a huge.
He started working on this back when like this book was popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
This book was supposed to come out in 1998.
Well, so you ever read Crossfire, the one by Jim Mars?
No, I have. I read some of his books.
Because I have Alien Agenda, and I picked up the one he did a couple years back before 9/11, right before 9/11. Rule by Secrecy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which is a good read. But I've noticed that if you go back and you read Crossfire, which is the first one, which is exclusively about the JFK assassination, it's like his conspiracy theories have grown like wilder and more convoluted and more kind of co-evolved with each other.
Right.
Because now he's got like this unified field conspiracy theory thing going on these days where everything's tied into everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that kind of threw me for a loop at the end of Rule by Secrecy.
Yeah, because it was this beautiful book about, like, you know, where all the money's been coming from for years and years and years, and then the last chapter is about how all the evil alien overlords are secretly doing, you know, funding the funds.
Which, you know,
pre-Egyptian time.
I don't, you know, it's not that impossible.
It's got that whole Stranger Than Fiction must be true thing to it.
It's no more plausible than anything Ann Coulter says in a given moment.
This is true. But,
sorry, I had to get my
answer. She doesn't ever mention
it. Was great because
we consider facts, though.
I was reading it.
Well, she says very matter-of-factly that all liberals are in league with Satan.
Did she really say that?
I think so.
She said things to the effect of that.
She says really fucked things like that all the time. But, I was reading Rule by Secrecy. It's about...
I mean, she did say liberals hate America.
It's a good chunk of book.
It's a good chunk of book. And...
It goes by fast, though, because every little... It goes through, like, every period of history, so... Yeah.
And I'm reading, like, you know, the first 250 pages of it, going, oh, this is great, because, you know, it's going back and it's looking at, you know, where the Bilderbergers come from, where the Trilateral Commission comes from, then it, you know, devolves back to the Masons, and all the revolutionary conspiracies, and even if you don't buy any of the stuff that he's saying about how all the conspiracies are interconnected and it's all masterminded by the evil money network, it's still interesting information. Because it's the kind of stuff where it's like, okay, here's this factoid, and that factoid in and of itself is interesting.
Right.
Just because of the historical consequences it has, or, you know, what connections it has in terms of, you know, being related to this historical figure, why that historical figure was over here doing this during X period.
One that's really good is the Richard Belzer book, if you haven't read that one.
I've read the Richard Belzer book. The Richard Belzer book is kind of more like an appetizer than an actual, like, book about conspiracy theories. It kind of jumps from here to here to here, and he's kind of like, here's my pithy comment about this, here's my pithy comment about that.
It's a really well-written book.
Oh, it's a great book. I enjoyed it.
I don't believe the Warren Commission necessarily, but I believe there's much less the conspiracies about JFK that people put on. And he made a very interesting case about everything. I had to take a step back and re-examine.
But it's like, you get to the end of Rule by Secrecy, and it's like, the last 50 pages are written by somebody else. Because he just kind of makes this...
Maybe
they were infiltrated on their way to the printer?
Possibly.
Well, I've heard him talk about it. Playing with Jim Mars. I mean, he's another regular on Coast to Coast. And
he's a fun interview.
Yeah.
I would love to sit down with that guy and just kind of rap about pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Because it would be an interesting conversation.
Of course.
Life and Death, where it was like a doctor simulator.
Cool.
You would go in and, you know, you'd poke and prod a patient to figure out what was wrong with them, and then you'd go into the operating theater and cut them open, and you had like little, like, you know, four color tools that you'd use to cut people open with. And pull the
yeah, blood guts and stuff?
Yeah, I had like, well...
Did you use a mouse?
Yeah, and you used the mouse to draw like the scalpel line on people, and it walked you through like the procedure of, you know, gave you like a little pamphlet on how to conduct surgery. Which I always thought was a really bad idea to hand out to kids.
Yeah, well,
but like the copy protection for Life and Death was this little beeper. And it was like the little wheel thing. So you every once in a while you're playing the game, you would get like, you know, Dr. So and so called you on line 101. And then you'd have to line up the two wheels to get whatever, you know, the line was to call him back on, and if you tried to call him back on the wrong line, like, people would kick, you know, orderlies would come and kick you out of the hospital, like, you're not the real Dr. So-and-so, whatever your name is.
See, that's clever. I like that.
And then you'd have to start over again.
Because they'll forget who you are.
Yeah, you know, but if you
go back in, you could go operate on another three people before the cops came up again. So, technically, you could just go in there and, like, ruin three people's lives before the guards caught you.
Not that I...
And as many times as I played that game, I never did a successful surgery. Because, you know, it's this old, you know, it's an old mouse. It's not very... It's not as precise as the newer mice. It's this four-color thing. And, you know, the instructions were not very distinct and explicit. It was just kind of like, well, you go over here, and you kind of cut like this.
Cool, man.
But it was fun to just go in that game and cut people up. Because, like...
That's most games, yeah.
You could forget to put somebody under anesthesia and, like, take the scalpel and cut them, and it would go like, ah!
They'd pass out eventually.
Yeah. And then the nurse would be like, doctor, what are you doing? And then you'd pick up the knife and cut them again.
You could,
like, stop, the patient isn't under anesthesia. ... And you're not cutting in the right place.
You're cutting in the wrong place!
It was great because we would send up a scream and my mom would be upstairs going like, what the hell, you're playing that damn game again? Stop cutting people up! I want you to go to doctor school, not insane doctor school.
Insane doctor school! Can I go to insane doctor school, please?
I'm paraphrasing for effect, but...
Okay. Yeah. You're the weirdo.
Yeah, that was me.
I want to go to insane doctor school. Where is that?
That stuff, that was me.
I want to be on an island without Ricardo Montalban. No more TV, no fantasy. I just want to be me.
Yo.
So we're leaving now to go back home, go to work, etc. Any thoughts on the trip?
It was fun.
Yeah. Saw a lot of graffiti. Played a really good game of 1,000 Like My Cars. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really introduce him. Mr. Pierce's brother, Mike, was playing that game with us, as well as, of course, previous guest, Bracular, a.k.a. John, who's been on the show at least once.
More than once.
Has he been on once?
Yes.
No, no, he's only been on once.
The Bizarre Show?
What are you talking about? So, yeah, we had we had a pretty good time with that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good time?
Yes.
Okay,
from the can it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong?
Still on our way back out of Atlanta. Massive traffic jam. You know how that goes. Good old Atlanta traffic. I don't miss that about the big city. What you eating there, man?
Pringle.
Tell me what kind.
Cheddar cheese.
Ugh. That sounds thoroughly unpleasant. Pringles are okay. Pikes aren't great Pringles. That's not Snapfinger Creek. You just went over Snapfinger Creek?
Yeah.
You know, me in the spirit of things. So, John has this book. I've seen the big book of blank, you know, whatever it is before, you know, right. The big book of strange deaths, the big book of this and that. They're, for those who aren't familiar, which I'm sure most of our listening audience probably is, but for those who aren't familiar, it's a collection of black and white, very gritty comics. And some of them are lighthearted, and some of them are goofy, and then some of them are dark and twisted. Not in a, you know, not in a mean, malicious, like, you know, way that, some of them are very dark and twisted, but they're in a very respectful kind of way, sort of, for the part. And they has one, I've always, you know, looked at him and gone, I guess that's okay, it's not really my thing. I'm not much of a comics guy anyway, but he had the one that was the big book of conspiracies. And that was actually, I'm going to probably go buy that one. That was actually a really good read. And it might reopen my eyes to the rest of the books, because I've seen excerpts from them before, and they were just so, some of them were just god-awful boring.
Yeah.
But, this one had, you know, all the traditional stuff. It started out with JFK, which I guess is probably the quintessential conspiracy, you know, theory thing.
Yeah.
But it went into a lot of the other conspiracies, MLK, RFK, Malcolm X, and aliens, Area 51, and stuff like that. But what was interesting, it covered the moon landing fake, right? And it talked about the Mars phase. And it talks about, you know, how you know it was all done on a soundstage with the moon landing and everything. But there was a conspiracy I never heard of before that I was hoping you could shed a little light on for me. It's the opposite end of the spectrum with the moon landing, that we did actually land on the moon.
We saw, like, alien stuff.
We saw alien stuff. There was a big rectangular pit where there looked like there had been mining done. Domes and flying saucers gave us a warning not to come back. But then to go further, apparently we made some sort of deal with the aliens who were there, and we've never actually stopped going to the moon. We've been going to the moon on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And we're building a big dome there ourselves for the elite Trilateral Commission Masons. They're going to be flown to the moon if things ever go foul on Earth.
Yeah.
So they can live there in peace while we all suffer under nuclear war and stuff like that. So I really never heard that one. If I did, I certainly didn't remember it.
Yeah, I've heard that one. I don't necessarily buy it.
Well, I kind of figured you're pretty skeptical about most of these conspiracies, but you do have a real broad knowledge of them, and you find yourself intimately fascinated with them. As was John when you guys were talking last night. I just kind of sat there listening to you guys talking about lizard people. There's different, I think, sort of levels to conspiracy theories. And I think the more weird they, like the more you get into supernatural phenomena and aliens you get, the smaller the number of people who believe in them are.
Yeah.
And the less respectable the conspiracy gets, too, generally. Yeah, I'm not just saying that from, like, an outsider's perspective, but I think just within the conspiracy theory community itself, they tend to be very, you know, kind of try to distance themselves.
I would find it difficult to believe that, you know, we would have, like, a whole other separate space program that's taking people to the moon and stuff.
Without people knowing about it. A space program's a hard thing to hide.
Yeah. Well, just rocket launches in general are kind of hard to
I mean, even if they did it out in Nevada, which really doesn't strike me as a good idea, there is a very specific reason we launched from, like, Florida and Texas. Because of all the water around, you know, where they are. Because the last thing you want is, if your rocket's going to go down, you'd rather have a nice, cushiony, watery surface than that automatically puts flames out.
Yeah.
Than, you know, a nice, hard, you know, desert surface that's not going to bounce and move around you or put the flames out. You know, it's going to burn. Make things worse. So, I mean, there is a very specific reason they do that. Of course, the conspiracy theorists probably get around that by saying that, you know, we've actually got advanced alien technology now.
That's, yeah.
And we don't use the traditional rocket system. The rocket system is just a sponge to like a face to put on the space program. Still, I think something like that would be so hard to hide, because my problem with all these conspiracy theories, especially nowadays with the internet, when there's something big, like, for instance, the Saddam Hussein hanging video, that was supposed to be under tight lock and key. That was on the internet within minutes. And anytime there's, like, a big secret or something that's supposed to be kept hidden, nowadays it seems like it gets out there very quickly to the masses, and it gets disseminated like wildfire for that express purpose. And it would seem to be like, you know, more and more, a lot of this stuff is old, and maybe it's because it's old, the information wasn't leaked, you know, in the past. But for these conspiracies to perpetuate, they would still have to rely on the fact that that type of thing does not occur.
It would be easy to hide stuff on the news, since, yeah, there's a whole face of the moon that we never actually see.
Yeah.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Sausage dog.
Actually, I'm gonna-